So planting questions with college kids, using pre-teenagers for health care ads, as in S-Chip, laundering money through Chinatown, and now threatening a member or warning a member of the media. Better not cross the line the Clintons have drawn when questioning Mrs. Clinton at the debate Thursday night in Las Vegas. We'll come back and continue with all this right after this, so don't go away. Do you know what Wolf ought to do at that debate on Thursday night? He ought to have a disclaimer prior to every question. This question approved by Ann Lewis. This question approved by Bill Clinton. This question approved by Howard Wolfson. This question approved by Hillary Clinton herself. This question planted by Hillary Clinton herself. Here's the only safe line of questions for Wolf Blitzer to ask Hillary Clinton to debate on Thursday night. Mrs. Clinton, what points would you like to make this evening? Mrs. Clinton, do you need more time to make your points? Mrs. Clinton, what would you like to be asked about now as we're nearing the end of the debate? Mrs. Clinton, have we asked the right questions to help you get your points across? Because frankly, we haven't understood a thing you've said tonight. Well, better not throw that in there. You know, Wolf's already got a reservation he's not aware of to Fort Marcy Park. Greetings and welcome back. Can you believe this? There's a story. Of all places, the New Republic, the home of fake, phony soldier, anti-war, and Iraq stories, has a piece. I guess it's on their website by Michael Crowley, and it's called Bunker Hillary. And this is a very liberal publication. On June 1st, the New York Times published a front-page article, One Place Where Obama Goes Elbow to Elbow. The feature detailed Barack Obama's love for pickup basketball, his jersey-tugging style, even the time he hit a long game-winning shot after getting fouled. The Obama camp clearly welcomed the humanizing glimpse at Obama's life. His rivals, probably not so much. In an ordinary campaign, that might have been it, but this is no ordinary campaign, not when Hillary Clinton's a candidate. So, the Clinton team let the Times reporter, Patrick Healy, who covers the Hillary beat, know about their annoyance with the story, as Healy later put it. If grumbling about a basketball story seems excessive, it's also typical of the Clinton media machine. And Michael Crowley goes on to detail the efforts by the Clinton Inc. War Room to shape and intimidate reporters and their coverage. And then he adds this: despite all the grumbling, however, the press has showered Hillary with strikingly positive coverage. It's one of the few times I've seen journalists respect someone for beating the hell out of them, says a veteran Democrat media operative. So far, the strategery has worked brilliantly in the current climate where the mainstream media is under attack from both conservatives and liberals. Clinton may have picked the right moment to get tough with the press. We shall see. This stuff works well when nobody knows it's happening. But now the press is starting to talk about it. And what's also amazing is the Clinton campaign starting to brag about it. I mean, when you call Drudge and say, hey, we just warned Wolf Blitzer. He better not be tough on Hillary. He better not ask these personal attack questions. He better not do a russert. You better stick to the issues. I mean, this is arrogance personified. You know who I really fear for? Today, I have real fear for this young college student in Grinnell, Iowa, who is out there admitting that she was a plant and that they asked her to be a plant. Remember, the campaign's denying all, well, they're not denying, but Hillary said she didn't know anything about it here. The student's name is I hope I pronounced this right, Muriel Gallo-Chazanoff. And this is this morning on CNN, the network where Wolf Blitzer works, the network hosting the debate on Thursday night. Wolf Blitzer having today been warned by the Clinton War Room to keep it right. So she was appearing, and this is what she said about the planted question to Hillary. Let me do a little analysis here on timing for all of this stuff to have happened to Mrs. Clinton now. What are we into our third week of this? We're into our third week of a slow bleed, and it all started, I think, I can't prove it, but I think it all started on this program the day of the debate in Philadelphia at Drexel University when I read a story in the Associated Press talking about how radioactive the issue of driver's licenses for illegal immigrants in New York was for Mrs. Clinton. A reporter said, this is radioactive. I said, well, ask her about it. The story was about how nobody's asking her about it because it's radioactive. So ask her about it. That night, she was asked about it by Tim Russert, and she flubbed it. She flip-flopped it. She blew it big time in ways that, you know, we don't need to recount. On a conference call later the next day, a bunch of Clinton supporters were discussing all this, how to strategize around it and what to do about it. And according to the Hill newspaper, one of them even said, Russert should be shot. And then said, I shouldn't say that on a conference call. Now, also in the process of this, folks, we have dealt perhaps too soon to say, but we have dealt a damaging, perhaps fatal blow to Governor Elliot Spitzer's plan to give illegals driver's licenses. So we got a twofer there. We got Mrs. Clinton off the highway. The guardrails didn't protect her. She's in the SUV and it's rolling over there. She had to get Clinton out to start defending her. Then, of course, came the didn't tip the waitresses. Then comes the planted questions. Then Bill Clinton says, oh, boys are ganging up on her here. Then Mrs. Clinton had to say that she was a woman and that they're attacking her because she's a woman. Then she says, no, I can handle it. I'm tough. I'm your girl and blah, blah, blah. You know all of this. Now we've got this ongoing bleed with the student and planted questions in the Clinton Inc. war room today, warning Wolf Blitzer that he better not gang up on her. He better not do any personal attack Russert-type questions Thursday night at the debate in Las Vegas. Or else. They didn't say or else, but if you warn him, what do you mean? You know, I've speculated earlier that Wolf may want to beg off the debate because who's going to take care of his children, just like these diplomats at the State Department don't want to go to Iraq because who's going to take care of their children? Wolf, by the way, get a cup. I don't know that Wolf's listening. I know he listens to some. If he's not listening, somebody tell Wolf to get a cup. I know people at CNN monitor this show. You people at Media Matters, I know you're listening. Tell Wolf to get a cup. Well, I could send him one, but I don't know mine would fit him. But nevertheless, let's look at the timing of this, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are, shortly before Thanksgiving, and all this is happening. Up till the past 3 weeks has been smooth sailing. Mrs. Clinton reporting all this marvelous fundraising superiority, magnifying big leads in the polls wherever you look. Now all of a sudden this little slow bleed is happening, and it shows no signs of abating.